You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. After 2 years of fierce community debate, the San Luis Obispo City Council cast a deciding vote Tuesday night to build protected bike lanes between downtown and Foothill Boulevard. Stretching the city council meeting into hours, dozens of residents spoke against the plan because it'll take away street parking and change traffic flow.
Our three-quarter mile stretch of pavement between Foothill and downtown has generated so much antagonism. Restricted bike lanes on either Chora or Broad that would cross many driveways, I believe, would be downright dangerous.
My concern with the current bike path proposal is if a diverter is used on Broad, increased traffic on Chora will predictably incentivize drivers to take quiet residential side streets like Lincoln and West, where my family and I live.
I will be greatly impacted by increasing traffic. I'm not in favor of it. It's very bad for the neighborhood, and I believe it's bad for the city.
That was Kate Murray, Claire Swenson, and Bonnie Mello. Many others spoke of their support for bike lanes and expanding bicycle safety and infrastructure in San Luis Obispo.
I'm a local emergency physician. I've been living in this community for 15 years, and we see a lot of bike accidents in the emergency department. I can't even imagine how many close calls there are that aren't reported. Something really does need to be done.
I'm here to speak for protected bike lanes to bring us into the modern age like Europe, where a lot of people bike a lot. The bicycle ridership is high and their carbon emissions are low. We know enough about the issues to make a decision now.
I support protected bike lanes and safe sidewalks because this is a significant step or pedal stroke into getting more people out of cars and into the community.
That was Clint Slaughter, Pete Schwartz, and Gary Havis. The vote was 3-2, with council members Christensen and Pease voting against building dedicated bike lanes. Mayor Heidi Harmon cast the deciding vote. The project, called the Anholm Bikeway, for the neighborhood it cuts across, is estimated at $3 million, $1 million of which is already funded. At Tuesday night's city council meeting, Keith Miller summed up for many a frustration over the length of the Anholm Bikeway debate, both among residents and city staff, since 2015.
I ask that you please approve a project tonight so that all smart and dedicated residents in this room on all sides of the issue can move on and use their brain power on the city's many other challenges. Thank you.
Thank you.
With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.